Hey Spoon, before we get this podcast started, what do you want for a warm-up beer?
I don't know. There's not too much in the fridge. Do you want to go downstairs? What's in the basement?
Yeah, we're gonna have to go down to the SIDT beer cellar and see what's down there.
All right.
So, what do you want to pick from, man?
Dude, what happened to all of our beer? It's gone.
I think we drank it in the last episode.
Jesus Christ.
I know, man. We're gonna have to restock.
Oh, wait. What's that over there in the corner?
That big bomber bottle?
Yeah, that thing with the cork on it. Is that some of your homebrew, or
no? I think that's that Belgian Grand Cru.
You still have that?
Yeah. It's been cellared in our basement.
Now, what the hell? Let's start off with that. You know, we'll have that, and we'll get ready for the show, and screw it. Let's drink that.
All right, I mean, it is the 2005 edition, so...
All right, well, let's see.
Let's do it, man.
That looks like a good beer. All right, yeah, let's take this upstairs.
All right.
Oh, check this out. That even looks better in the sunlight. Well, the lights of the SIDT studios, I should say.
And now that I can read the label, it's the Gudon Carolus, I believe it's pronounced, the Grand Cru of the Emperor. It's a Belgian beer. It looks mighty tasty. I have yet to open one of these. It's been in the cellar for a while, man.
Well, you know, there is a history behind this beer. Being the random plethora of useless knowledge that I am.
Yeah, check it out, because I haven't read the history on it since we put this in the cellar, so.
I believe around the 24th of February is the birthday of Charles V. The brewery brews a Gordon Galioth. Gordon Galioth. That's the way I pronounce it, good and glorious, or the curve of the emperor. I guess the emperor can throw a curveball.
Don't they brew this only like once a year?
It's a limited quantity that you usually get with this stuff with an eye on the highest quality of tradition. What tradition? I don't know, because I don't personally know these people.
We're not Belgian.
But with this unique brewing, with only extra fine Belgian hops, and... with a higher alcohol level, it guarantees a better evolution in the time. Yes, than already known Gordon Galios. The beer, as all of their beers, is 100% natural with no preservatives, which is good for you health nuts. It also has no adjuncts and no chemicals. Or chemicals, depending on whatever language you are listening to us.
And this is supposed to improve with age, and this is the 2005 bottle, so...
And supposedly, you know, kind of like the Vertical Epic, it's excellent to store for several years, and every year the public is invited to assist in the brewing process. So, hey, I say we assist in the drinking process.
Yeah, let's give this a shot, man.
All right, man. Pop that open.
Uncork this bad boy.
We have a cork in it. It's going to be good. Oh, dear. And it's smoking.
That was loud.
That looks pretty. What's it smell like?
It smells fruity.
Drinking this out of our Chimay glasses.
Yes. That's a must.
That's looking pretty tasty there.
Yeah, it's got a dark caramel color to it.
Looks like a little fizz to it.
Fair amount of head to it. It looks like it's disappearing pretty quick.
Seems like a good amount of carbonation in this.
Yeah.
But we are drinking is this the 2005 edition?
Yes.
So it's only been around for about a year or so. Thank you, sir.
Assuming that the label history is correct, this was brewed on the 24th of February of 2005.
Hey, that talk about random knowledge.
There you go.
Ooh.
You agree? You have a nice fruity smell to it?
I'm noticing a little citrus. Ooh, see, I always happen to notice a little banana with a lot of the beers.
I was just going to say the same thing. I don't usually smell that. You've caught that more times than I have, Father Spoon, but I agree with you on this one.
But see, with a lot of the banana that I smell too, everyone keeps telling me it's a lot of the yeast. So
yeah.
Unless I actually get a handful of yeast and stick it up my nose. Yeah. I'm also noticing...
Wow, that has a very wine consistency to it.
See, I'm still trying to get the nose on this thing. Noticing some,
I got the nose. I just want to drink.
Yeah, I'm noticing some cherry. Or yeah, I guess that's cherry.
Yeah, that's what a cherry. Yeah. There's a cherry taste to it. It
smells like a little bit like a wine.
Right, yeah, exactly.
None of that fucking Merlot, though.
Yeah, I don't like wine, but this is enough of a beer to, you know, make up for that fact.
Oh,
It's very sweet.
Oh, all right. That's got a huge taste of chocolate.
There's a hint of chocolate to it. It's not a huge taste.
I got a big gob of chocolate in this one.
I'm getting more of a cherry fruity flavor out of it than anything. And a little hint of banana.
I think I was right with the wine.
Yeah,
It has a little bit of a wine kick to it.
I agree.
It's pretty tasty.
This would be good for somebody with a wine palate that likes, you know, wants to dive into the beer world.
Or if you really want to mess with them and say, hey, try this stuff. Oh, yeah, we're drinking beer. You drink this stuff. I mean, it's definitely a strong Belgian ale.
Yeah, it's good, man. I like it.
And this does come in at, I believe, 10%?
10% alcohol, yeah. Yep.
It doesn't have a strong alcoholic taste to it.
Now, me and Spoon, we're splitting this bottle. I'm not sure I could drink a whole bomber bottle of this. This comes in the 1 pint, 9.4 fluid ounces variety.
Because we do have a review for you this evening.
Yeah, this is pretty much our catalyst for the review.
This is pretty good. I like this stuff.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's definitely a sipping beer, I think.
I wouldn't mow my lawn with it.
Yeah, I would never play Beer Hunter with this, especially because of the size of the bottle.
Yeah, that'd be dangerous. Oh,
it's a clear bottle, too, so you could tell if it was shaken up or not, I guess.
And you get a cork in the forehead.
Yeah. We wouldn't want that now, would we?
Mm. Oh, God, that's delicious.
Yeah, it is good, man.
The only thing I'm kind of disappointed in is it doesn't have a really, actually, it doesn't even really have a head to it.
Yeah, well, it did at first, and it disappeared pretty quick.
I was kind of hoping it would hold the aroma of everything that's going on.
This is a beer I'd share with a group of people. Be a good tasting beer.
What group of people would you share that with?
People I don't know, because my friends would hate this.
Your friends would punch you in the throat.
Yeah.
See, what the hell's wrong with you?
Other than you, Father Spoon.
Absolutely. I like this stuff, though.
Yeah, it's good, man. I've been seeing this for a while and never got a chance to try it. You know, been sitting in the SIDT basement for a while, so finally got a chance to break it open.
It's not bad, man.
Not at all.
Well, I don't know why it's been sitting in your basement. Probably because the bottle scared the shit out of you.
Yeah, that label's pretty basic.
It's black and gold, though, so that means it's Pittsburgh! Oh,
dear Lord, shut up. Grand Crew of the Emperor has to do anything to do with the Steelers.
Maybe he's the one that brought from the Super Bowl.
Wow.
You never know.
Yeah, maybe they're all tanked up on this stuff when they won, huh?
Sure as hell wouldn't feel anything if you got hit.
Maybe this is what Roethlisberger was drinking when he wrecked his bike.
Oh, shit.
Drum roll.
No wonder he didn't feel anything. Oh, Ben, you dick.
It's on my dick.
Oh, God, I like this. This is a good starter.
Yeah, this is definitely good. Here, Spoon, give me your glass. I'll fill you up again. Yeah. There's some left here. Yeah, like I said, I mean...
And I'm breaking into my Chimay glass that I just picked up tonight.
If I drank this on my own, I'd have to recork it or find it in a smaller bottle, which I don't think it comes in.
Or if you're drinking this by yourself, you should be watching Escapades.
You're watching some kind of dinner theater.
Total Dinner Theater, SIDT Dinner Theater, will present for you the Gordon Glorious Creator.
All I can think of is that damn Subway commercial from that dude from Saturday Night Live. Subway, eat fresh.
Oh, John Lovitz?
Yeah.
Dick. I hate him. John Lovitz, if you listen to our show, I don't like you.
Your career is over, dude. You're doing Subway commercials. Let it go.
No, your career is over when you're doing SIDT commercials.
Actually, his career is over because he's still doing Saturday Night Live skits from 10 years ago in a Subway commercial.
Yeah, that's true. Has it been 10 years? It's been more than 10 years.
Probably more. I'm old. I don't know. I lost track.
It was like 1990, I think it was.
Wow. Oh, excuse me. Burping the Belgian.
Oh, it's not too bad.
I feel pretty classy drinking this. We got to get some down and some more white trash beers.
Yeah, I'm feeling classy drinking beer.
But, you know, the review that's coming up here after this is, it's all upper class beer, I guess you'd call it.
We got to figure out what we're going to talk about with that thing.
With what thing?
With the beers and all that. Because we have definitely a nice selection, which We have not told anybody that we're going to be sampling this evening. In fact, there's a special surprise that will be coming with this.
Yeah, this is redemption, I think, for a certain group of
podcasters. They're hoping that this is redemption or this is crucifixion. This could be the final nail in their coffin, or they could be rising from the tomb on the third day.
Yeah, I'm either going to be spitting this shit out.
Take a shower.
Or making fun of somebody.
So, yeah, I was over at Three Sons tonight.
Yeah, they had their beer tasting this evening.
There's a ton of people there. It was a very good sampling. Bill made sure that I got to try all their new stuff that they had gotten in there. And
of course.
And, of course, I had to go straight to the Dogfish Head because I'm just a bitch for when it comes to their beers. And nobody else will ever drink that stuff with me unless it's the high potent shit. So
I like it. You told me earlier you tried the Aper Hop, right?
The Aper Hop.
I like that, but... You know, a little bit goes a long way with that for me.
Yeah, see, I thought that was decent.
It was all right.
I had the Midas Touch, though, and I loved the Midas Touch. That was a perfect capper for the evening for me.
I liked it, Spoon, but it by the time I got to the end of it, I was tired of it. Yeah,
yeah, it's not something you could drink a lot of.
A lot of beers like that, I guess I like. Even the Lindeman stuff, I like it, but in very small doses. I think that's why I'm turned off by it, because by the time I get done with a bottle of it, I just had enough.
Well, it's something that you have where you're not going to be chugging beers all night. You just want something to chill, kind of watch TV.
Right, yeah.
You know, you're watching...
I guess that doesn't fit with our mentality of drinking.
You're watching billiards or darts on ESPN Ocho.
Wow.
And you just want to chill. That's definitely beers that I would have with it. Although I believe next week is the Dogfish Head.
Next week at Three Sons Dogs and Suds, they are sampling Dogfish Head. So if you're in the local area, check it out.
Oh, yes. And a lot of people were asking about that, which tonight, actually, they were sampling the
Unabrew
beers. And the line was going out the door. So I knew to get in there nice and early, get my samples, grab my beers, go sit down and have a dog and watch some Jeopardy. Well, I pissed off the old people because I kept answering all the questions because I know random trivia.
Young smartass you. Okay, shut up.
The worst part was it was followed up by Wheel of Fortune and, you know, sorry. I'll kick your ass.
Spoon's above that.
I don't know why. I've watched too much TV growing up.
He's obsessed with Vanna.
No, I'm obsessed with trivia. Random trivia. I don't know why. Probably because I was stuck in front of a TV growing up saying, this is your babysitter, watch it.
Yeah. I think I got hooked on game shows because I'm a drunk and I'm always at the bar in the afternoon.
It's a good way to win some money, though.
You get the old people in there, you know, drinking their life away at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and all the game shows are on. They're just staring at the television, drunker than shit.
And all they're saying is... Don't end up like me. You keep drinking, you're going to end up like me. No, because they're
usually like, dude, can you buy me a beer, man?
Please, it's only 25 cents. Bastards. Trying to get free beers off me when it's only like a freaking quarter. Oh, somebody's lighter's not working.
Mm-hmm. That clicking noise you heard was my rifle-shaped lighter not firing.
Which will? Clip some of this here and there. Is like I said, just a warm-up beer here to trickle us up down the basement.
Oh, yeah, this is our catalyst to our actual review, so.
So you might only get parts of this.
But we wanted to hit the basement and review this beer before we started because both of us have been wanting to try this for a while. And like I said, it's been down in the depths for a long time. All right, Spoon, we're about done with this Belgian beer that we can't pronounce. We'll just call it Grand Cru of the Emperor.
Grand Cru and Cove de Gitter.
You feel so classy.
I do.
Do you want to get out of the basement and see what's down there again?
Yeah, you should still have the one corner freezer left, or cooler, or whatever, your beer fridge left down there.
Yeah, I got it organized by country.
Nice.
And location, so...
Yeah, let's see what else is left down there.
We're going to hit the Canadian section this evening?
We could.
All right.
We haven't done the Canadians, and I don't think we've ever done the Canadians.
I don't think we've ever done a Canadian beer review, which I don't really like a lot of Canadian beers other than one brewery.
Which would be why the beer's still down there. All right, yeah, let's go downstairs and let's see what else we have down here.
All right. Man, it's dark down here, man. I need to get some new lights.
Don't you have your lighter with you?
Yeah, hold on.
Whoa.
Hey. How's that?
Dude, you need to clear the cobwebs out of here.
I know, man. This lighter makes a great torch.
As long as we don't run out of fluid.
Yeah, it seems packed. We're good.
Okay. Where's the... All right, there it is. It's over... there's a lot... Do you have the key?
The Canadian sensor's over here.
Did you bring the key?
No.
All right. Well,
did you leave the door open?
I haven't been into it. It's, all right.
Hold on. You know I gotta lock this cell door, man.
All right, hold on. Let's see if we can get this thing open. There we go.
Yeah, all right. We're safe.
Ooh.
Lock that door open so we can get out.
Check that. Ooh, you got a nice stash. This is gonna make a good show.
So do you want to do these, Unibrews.
Unibrews. That's a nice selection. No wonder you kept it down here hidden from me.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. I got, looks like we got the Tre Pistolo, some Maudit.
Ooh, this is nice.
And, what's the other one?
Why is the Maudit, why is the label glowing? Is that Camus on fire?
The label's glowing.
What the fuck? Look at that.
It's calling towards us. That's good.
Dude, let's get these and let's get the hell out of here before anything else happens.
Alright, let me grab these.
Dude, that's my ass.
Sorry.
There you go.
Alright, I got them.
All right, yeah, let's get the hell out of here. This is freaking me out.
Alright. All right.
I think we have our beers.
We got our beers, man. We're going to do the Unibrow Brewery from
Unibrew.
Canada.
Let's get our glasses rinsed and let's get ready to do a beer review here.
According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcohol beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery, steel backhoes, and may cause health problems.
Well, no shit. Everyone, this is Father Spoon.
And this is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you with episode six of ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
That would be six for you morons.
Where, even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to.
Amen, brother.
Tonight's episode is a very special one because we are going to be drinking beverages from the Unibrew Brewery. Or more commonly known to us Americans as Unibrow. That's how we pronounce it. That's how we're going to say it. But so we're grammarly correct or pronunciationally correct. Unibrew. Yes, Unibrew.
So our first beer we're going to try from the Unibrew Brewery.
Your brew.
Is the Three Pistols, or as they say...
12 Pistols.
Tre Pistoles.
Yeah, that works too. A little history behind this.
Yeah, you want to describe that for us, Spoon?
Three
Pistols, baby.
Yeah, the Three Pistols was launched in June of 1997. It contains 9% alcohol and is brewed with roasted malt. It has a very, very kick-ass looking label. We have a unicorn, it looks like, with a cathedral underneath it. You should keep it refrigerated.
Of course.
And there's a castle or a temple or something that's flying over. Could be Italy.
Yeah, there's a story behind all their artwork, but I forget what the Tre Pistolos is. Maybe I'll post that on the website later if I find that out. This is a bottle fermented beer.
Oh, check that out.
So...
And according to the website, which you can find all these fine beverages at, is a
unibrew.com
or unibroue.com.
Come.
Once again, it's a rich, has a rich and smooth texture, and the presence of yeast is used for in-ball re-fermentation and give it a very distinctive flavor. This dark beer has an aroma of ripe fruit and pleasant aftertaste that lingers like a port wine.
Ugh. Yeah.
Wine. Fucking Merlot.
I'm not really looking forward to this one, Spoon, but I could be pleasantly surprised. That's what these beer reviews are all about, right?
It can also be enjoyed before a meal or after, and is an excellent with pasta as well as game meat and wild fowl, hence reindeer.
Yeah.
We'll get to that a little bit later. It also enhances the flavor of desserts like chocolate mousse and fruit salad, and can even replace coffee as an after-dinner drink.
That's one thing cool about going to the Unibrow website is they actually suggest food pairings with each of their beers.
See, that's what I like about it. It's because a lot of these companies, our breweries, will not say what you should drink this with or what you should eat with the beverage.
Yeah, they got some cool recommendations on there. So
we have our recommendations, but what they say you should drink with.
My food pairing recommendations are crap because I don't have that much of a, you know.
I've got a barbecue and meat taste.
Yeah. I don't have a upscale palate to begin with, dude.
Now, the first thing that's bugging me with this bottle, as with most of these bottles.
Let me guess. The foil on top.
Yes! There's foam on it, or foil. Fuck it. You know what? I hate foil.
Oh, mine be foaming.
He has a little foamage going on there. He's pouring it into the Chimay glass right now. But yes, I hate foil on my beers. I don't know because it reminds me of Michelob or what the deal is, but seriously.
It's just that sometimes it ends up in your glass, or if you're drinking it right out of the bottle, you got to eat some of it.
Now, being a fan of the movie Slapshot.
Slapshot.
Slapshot. I love foil, but not on my beers.
This poured with a pretty good head to it, but mine foamed up pretty much when I opened it, so be careful there, Spoon.
All right, hold on. Let's see if we can get this close to the mic.
Lovely. I'm going to fill my glass up.
Bad boy. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Oh, nice.
It's got a nice head to it. It's a
absolutely has a nice head.
Very dark color to it. How's the aroma?
Let's give this bad boy a scent.
It kind of reminds me of the Belgian we just had before this episode.
Oh, the one you found
wine, fruity smell. Yeah, the one I got out of the SIDT basement. Ooh. Well, we got these out of there too, but that Belgian one's been sitting down there for a while.
Does smell like glass?
It has a similarity to the Belgian, at least with the smell. Anyway, I'm gonna give this a taste and see what happens. I'll let you know.
Yeah, give that a shot. You try it first, and then I'll try it next. How's it taste to you? Oh, it looks like
wow!
Is that a little kick?
Yeah, that's got a strong alcohol taste to it.
I'm noticing a...
And it does have that port wine aftertaste, just like they said.
I'm noticing...
It's very noticeable.
I'm noticing a hint of clove to it.
I actually like it.
It smells really good.
And again, I think this is another sipper. Definitely not your party beer.
See, I'm still trying to get the...
At least this one comes in a 12-ounce bottle.
This isn't too bad, right? Give this my first taste.
I like it. I like it. I couldn't do a volume of this, like maybe one bottle and that's enough. Yeah.
Well, that definitely has a citrus taste to it.
Yeah. What do you think of the aftertaste? A little port wine aftertaste, you think? I noticed that.
I'm not a big fan of wines, but...
Yeah, I'm not either, but...
Wow.
This has enough of that beer balance to it. I don't know.
I'm noticing a little bit of cinnamon in this.
There's something spicy to it. I don't know about cinnamon, but definitely some spice to it. But it does remind me of that Belgian we just had. It's same kind of style.
Well, it has a sweet taste to it. Like there's sugar in that too.
It has a stronger wine aftertaste than the Belgian we had earlier.
Wow.
You like it?
I think we're going to have ourselves a good evening.
Yeah, I think so too. We got a lot of beers to review too.
Absolutely we do.
So cheers, Spoon.
Cheers, dude.
Here's to the Three Pistols. I'll say it that way because...
Mispronounce,
you know, Tres Pistolos.
We're going to be mispronouncing a lot of things soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's all French-Canadian, so forgive us.
Unless it's hockey, I can't pronounce it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'll take another swig. What the hell? That one retained a pretty good head on it, too.
Mine didn't save too much of a head on it. No? It kind of fizzled pretty quick. Though I noticed with a lot of the Uni brews before when we were when I had tasted them previously, like the La Fin de Mod and everything, they never really hold too much of a head to them.
Right.
They usually dissolve pretty quick. I don't know if it's the carbonation that's in these things or what's going on, but it's definitely a beer that I'm starting to dig here. Definitely has a taste of a dark ale. And also, this one is coming in at about 9%. I am tasting a little bit of fruit in this. Not sure exactly which fruits, but it definitely has like a fruit taste. And
I get a fruit hint to it, but I think what sticks out for me the most is that aftertaste.
I'm getting a slight hint of chocolate with this now.
I still get that port wine aftertaste with a little fruity balance to it. And like you said, I made a little spice to it as well.
Though I can't see why they say you should drink this with when you're having pasta.
Really?
I can't taste pasta going along with this.
I need to experiment more with my beer palate because a lot of that, personally, I just don't get.
Now, when it comes to
the only thing I actually, my favorite thing is a good IPA and some spicy food.
Oh.
So that's about...
Don't get me started on the IPAs tonight.
That's about the extent of my beer pairing. Yeah, I like a good dark beer with some seafood.
Spoon refuses to talk about IPAs tonight because we're drinking this.
Yeah. That's his favorite.
I love the IPAs.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd actually like this. But again, after this bottle, I don't think I could crack open a second one, dude.
No.
One of these is enough for me. It's a special occasion beer, I guess. Yeah.
Well, all of these beers tonight were on for free samples at Three Sons Dogs and Suds in Wexford, Pennsylvania. ThreeSonsDogsAndSuds.com. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out, man.
Shameless plug.
Great bunch of people. Great place to get the beers.
And, yes, that's where I was at this evening. And I happened to walk in. I'm like, oh, wow, you guys are doing Unibrew. This is what we're going to be reviewing tonight. And they said, hey, these are the beers that we have, and I had to forego four of them because I didn't want to taint any of my opinions for the beers I'm going to be drinking tonight. So basically, I drank two beers that were there, and I went to the cooler and said, hey, I got to drink these other ones. IPAs, of course, because I'm a hophead.
Of course.
Of course. Want this last
one. My three pistols is down to zero pistols. Wow, he just downed the rest of his. Good man. He even sucked up the foam with the bottom. Awesome.
We're going to clean these glasses. We should have clean glasses.
We're going to pause for a moment and clean our glasses and our palates and move on to the next beer. So.
Doing the radio voice like this, and we're back here with another beer from We Brew. Any brew
on Thursday.
Yeah, Monster Truck Rally on Sunday.
All right, Spoon, what's our next beer? Blanche de Chambly.
It's
a white beer on lease, whatever hell lease is.
Well, back in the spring of 1992, Unibrew marketed its first beer on lease, which would be this one.
Oh, that's a location. Ooh. Out of lease? Is that what you're saying?
No, on lease.
Oh, on lease.
L-E-E-S.
Yes.
Look that up on Wikipedia. Thank you, Drive Thru.
You can't explain what lease is, Spoon? Because I'm at a loss.
You don't know what lease is?
No, do you?
I want you to take an edumacated guess. And White beer on Lees?
On Lees? It's like
on Lees?
White boys on crack? Is it the same thing?
Would that be the same thing as Canadian? Canadian white boys on crack?
Canadian white boys on crack? I don't know.
What's it look like?
What, a Lees? I don't know. Again, this is our under-edumacated beer education.
I'll fill you in.
This is
I wanted to see what you were going to say about
it. We're learning as we go. Yeah, white boys on crack, I don't think is a valid guess.
It's a part of fermentation consisting of dead yeast and fruit debris.
Ah, that explains.
That's basically what it comes down to.
Bottle fermented, and yeah, they say there's some yeast at the bottom of this bad boy. So yeah,
there's a reason for that.
I think most of these Unibrews are bottle fermented anyway, as far as I can tell. So far,
This one definitely contains about 5% of alcohol, and it is produced from an interesting blend of unmalted Quebec, not Quebec, but Quebec.
I'm going to crack mine open while
I'm a hockey guy because I know about this. Unmalted Quebec wheat and pale Martley malt, to which spices and natural aromics are added. Aromics, same difference. Along with light hopping. The Bronx is only partially filtered so that it retains full blends of its natural ingredients.
Wow, they weren't kidding when they said that was white.
Holy shit, look at that.
That's very clear and bubbly with a small head to it.
This gives it the cloudy appearance, which we see right now in Sick Puppies. Glass?
I wouldn't call that cloudy.
Dude, look at that. It looks like a little hurricane started there from the bottom.
Yeah, it's bottle fermented. It's bubbling like crazy. So, but I wouldn't call that cloudy. To me, that's pretty clear other than the bubblage.
Well, while it is naturally a champagne color, it appears white.
Yeah, champagne is a good description of it. I mean,
it appears white because of the fresh yeast suspension.
Yeah, it's bubbling.
Look at how it just bubbles up from the middle. That's very trippy.
It's bubbling like a champagne, so I think they're right. It be bubbling. It looks like a crisp, clean beer, man.
If you're not paying attention by now, then kill yourself.
Hey, that's my line.
It's a common theme around here.
Kill yourself.
All right. Got the opener, please.
Yes, sir.
You?
This doesn't have much of an aroma to it at all, Father Snow. Wow. That was a very loud opening.
There we go.
I have no aroma to this beer at all. I don't know if I'm supposed to or not, but I'll be damned if I can smell anything. Just smells like beer. There's nothing that screams out at me at all. Just beer.
This doesn't have much. It doesn't have much of anything.
Cheers, Spoon. Let's give this a shot.
Okay, this is the last one we had.
That's pretty bitter at the end.
Definitely got a bitter taste to it. I don't know. It has a champagne look to it. I will give it that.
Yeah, it's got that bubbly.
It's a carbonation.
Yeah, it's got a lot of carbonation to it. And, you know, my glass is still bubbling like crazy, which is good. But, you know, dude, to me, this isn't really a... I mean, it's a good beer. I don't hate it.
I'm
but
getting a little hint of orange peel to it.
Really?
Slight orange.
Yeah, you could say that,
A lot of their beers, though, I'm getting like a slight orange peel. I don't know why.
Maybe it's, all of them?
It's something. Well, the last two that we've had, it's been a little bit of orange, so maybe they use a lot of citrus with this.
Yeah, I think that the common theme the last couple of beers is a fruity, citrusy taste. You know, the Belgian style.
It's pretty well balanced, though.
You know, they use the Belgian yeast and everything, so. Yeah, it's a good beer, but I don't know, dude. It's just a beer.
It's slight yeast, slight citrus.
It's
kind of like middle of the road, I guess.
It's a good beer. It's enjoyable. But it's I wouldn't buy a case of this shit.
No, yeah. Absolutely not.
More or less, I wouldn't even buy a six-pack of this.
I'd buy it if I was at a restaurant and wanted to impress somebody.
Yeah, I'd buy another bottle of this, you know, no doubt. But I don't think I'd rush out and buy a six-pack or a case of this.
Now, there are different types
It's good.
There are different types of Chambly.
Yeah, there's a dark that they have, I believe, right?
Yeah, but the one that we have right now is kind of, it's the lighter one.
Yeah, it's the white.
Actually, the reason why you probably don't like this is because it's more of their wheat.
Yeah, probably.
Sick Puppy is not a fan of the wheat.
I don't like the wheat. But I don't taste like a wheat beer in this at all, though. It's got more of that champagne-y, yeasty taste to it. I don't know. This one's hard for me to pin down, dude.
I got the fucking hiccups already. The sauce.
You don't just have hiccups. He has fucking hiccups. Wow, I just dropped an F-bomb because you did. What do you think, Spoon? I like it, dude.
I'd have this with fish.
Really? Yeah, let's not do this.
This is seafood.
Food pairings?
I'm not big on food pairings.
Yeah,
but,
I don't have the expertise to validate food pairings with beer.
Yeah, neither do I, but it's, I mean, I've spent a lot with
cooking. Yeah, I, you know, dude, I've heard about it, and I've read articles on all that, but honestly, I think it's down to personal taste. If you want to have a friggin' Pop-Tart with an IPA and you like it, you know, that's your choice, bro.
Well, you know, when I was...
I don't think you should listen to other people about what you should have with your beers. You know, if you like one style of beer with this kind of food, go for it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, you know, when I was...
I don't think you should rely on anybody else. That's just, to me, that's just trying to be something you're not.
When I was traveling recently, I would definitely have this with the fish, the, or some kind of seafood.
I like this beer. It's good, but yeah. I'm kind of disappointed because it's not...
Fish and vegetables.
Fish and veggies.
You know, well, most of your fish...
It sounded funny when he said that.
Most of your fish are served with vegetables. It's,
right.
That's probably what I would mix it with. I'm not saying that I'm a professional at this. I'm just saying, based on my palate, this is what I would
say. I said IPA and spicy food. I would probably have this with some spicy food.
Well, I don't know what spicy food with this.
Yeah, but I think Sick Puppy's all about spicy food, so I'm kind of, you know, anchored in on that idea.
It's kind of light.
Yeah, it's a light-flavored beer.
It's a good light flavor.
It's got a good balance to it, but... You know what? There's no aroma to it at all.
Yeah, there's not much aroma at all to it.
And to me, it's just a beer.
That kind of bums me out because I'm starting to get into the aromas of beer.
Yeah, I was looking forward to this.
And none of these actually have a really good head to it. So
don't get me wrong, Spoon. I like this beer. It's a good beer. It goes down smooth, but Father Spoon just chugged the glass he had. He's
I'm fucking slamming this. I don't give a shit.
Hey, you know. We're at odds with this one, so I think we're just going to chug this one to move on to the next one. What do you think?
In honor of our good friend, Jeffrey T. I say...
Do it.
We can't clink and drink because he has a cover.
Oh, yeah, that's so, sort of kind of
that's
copy written. Yeah, we don't want to step on Jeffrey T's toes, so...
In honor of Jeffrey T, we're going to clunk and drunk.
We're clunk and drunk, Jeffrey T.
All right, dude, let's do it. Slam it.
Cheers, you bitch.
Kill yourself.
Wow.
Woo! That's definitely, you know, that's a chuggable beer.
Yeah, it is.
For a Unibrew.
Unibrew.
That's like a Rolling Rock with balls.
No, that's a Rolling Rock with flavor.
Well, you know, it's made out in Jersey now, so of course...
Yeah, fuck them. Dude, I didn't even like it was from La Trobe, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but you think the water out in Jersey is much better?
No.
Come on.
I don't know. Pittsburgh water, Jersey water.
Well,
to me, it's about the same.
Yeah, but they have the runoff from the shit creek up there in Dubois, so who the fuck knows?
Yeah, if you're not local, you don't understand. We're polluted up here.
Extremely polluted. But hey, we have beautiful springs.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so we were done with the Blanche de Chamblee a lot quicker than we expected.
So what we have here is a special treat for our listeners.
Yeah, from the Beer Report.
Which would be
Groucho and Chug.
Yes, from thebeerreport.com.
I'd like to thank them for the gift, but I'm not really sure I want to thank them yet.
We have what's left of their, their infamous
nightmare that they had.
Yes, we have the last beer from their Maudite collection.
Thanks for that, by the way, guys.
We have the last of their beers from that collection because I guess we're kind of connoisseurs of the Maudite.
Well, he wanted a validation to make sure they weren't nuts.
So we have their beer. We have the last beer of their of the six-pack or whatever it is that they bought.
And I was thrilled when I got this in the mail, dude. I was like, all right, this is going to be the end of this whole Modi debacle.
So this is the end all of all.
Or it may not be. We may love this bottle.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we have a bottle of theirs they had sent us, and we also have a bottle that we had picked up.
We got fresh stuff to compare. We're going to do it side by side.
So we're going to find out if they're full of shit, or or maybe they actually did get a skunked bottle of beer.
And hopefully this ends here, because I know those guys are tired of hearing about the Maudite bashing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's becoming internet podcasting folklore.
It's getting ridiculous.
Between all the beer podcasters.
So, Groucho and Chud, I hope this ends this for you.
I really do. I feel bad for you guys.
We're going to be honest, man. If we like this bottle and the bottles we have,
You guys are full of shit. We're going to have to crucify you guys. Otherwise, we might find out that you guys didn't have a skunk little batch, and we might have to send you something. A little present here from SIDT
Studios. We already did, brother.
There was a package that went out to them, but it wasn't the... we didn't send them the Modito, did we?
No, it was Stone.
Yeah, it was a little something special. The
little vertical epic for the, you know...
For the cause.
For the beer report, guys.
For the cause, to see how it works.
I felt bad that they can't get Stone where they're at, and they had to go through this whole Maudite nightmare, so I sent them some Vertical Epic. So, you ready, Spoon? Let's either make fools of these guys or validate their bitch fest.
The fact that Chad wears a skirt?
Ho ho!
Let's find this out.
Pick up your skirt. All right, I'm going to open the fresh one, and we're doing these side by side. This is okay. The good Maudite, Maudite, whatever. If you're going to bitch about a pronunciation, kill yourself. We do our best. So we got these in two different glasses.
Basically, the color is pretty similar.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much identical here.
I'm just worried about the taste, Spoon.
Watching Puppy pour the beer into the Chimay glasses. Yes, it looks pretty professional. Oh, look at the head. Yes, the
Spoon head's... got more than me, but whatever.
The head looks pretty nice.
The head's about the same on both, so, you know, it's not a carbonation issue, I don't think.
All right, so let's...
All right, we're going to try the... Mine. Yes. We're going to try the Groucho and Chud bottle first, and then we're going to back it up with the bottles we have. And
all right, so let's try theirs. Cheers.
Cheers.
See how this works out.
Doesn't smell skunky.
Smells fine. Well, I don't know. Ooh.
I don't know, dude. That's pretty similar to the Amade.
Yeah, it's pretty close to what we've tasted before.
Now I'm going to try the fresh one.
Nose is about the same.
Doesn't smell any different.
Yeah. Tastes the same.
Yeah, it does.
Groucho and Chud.
You guys suck.
You guys are full of shit. Because this stuff tastes pretty damn good.
Neither of us can tell the difference, bro.
No, seriously, it tastes pretty much the same.
Yeah. I got Maudite and Maudite. That's it. And, you know, the package even sat on my porch for 4 hours in 100-degree weather, and it still tastes the same.
So I guess you guys just don't like the Maudite.
This is going to be, well, now they like it.
Well, yeah, now they like it, but according to
the guys, I mean, in your defense, you just may not have been in the mood for the Maudite that night. I don't know. But to us, dude, sorry, it tastes the same, brother.
Just seem to hear.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're going to down the bad bottle.
Actually tastes kind of chunky. It tastes a little bit chunky, but overall the flavor's the same.
Yeah, it's the exact same. I can't tell the difference.
No, that's no. I really wanted to justify and say.
Yeah, we were gonna stick up for you guys, man. We're all for it, but you know what?
Tastes the same.
I was expecting shit, but it tastes the exact same. And don't tell me we got skunk shit. Because I've had this 100 times and it still tastes the same, brother.
Even 100-degree wheat or wheat heat.
100-degree wheat
heat. Yeah.
What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, it still tastes the same.
I
don't know.
Honestly, guys, I can't tell the difference. I'm not just being a dick. I just can't tell the difference. I think your taste was tainted that evening. Like I said, guys, in your defense, you just may not have been in the mood for that style of beer and. But two of you in that same mood. I don't know, brother.
Well, you know, in Chud's defense, he's probably going down with some married chick. You know, you got chick going on. You know.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I mean, again, I apologize, but I really wanted to stick up for you fuckers, but
you guys are a bunch
of two of the exact same freaking beers right here.
I think you're just
bunch of bitches. I digress. I don't agree with Spoon because there's been times, dude, where I've had a beer I've tried before and just wasn't in the mood for. So maybe that was the case. I don't know. I think it all depends on the attitude.
I don't know. I'm drinking this again, and
yeah, there's no flavor difference.
No, it smell exactly difference. The same. I just think that our poor guys over there in Illinois/Indiana, because they're all the same state. Who the fuck are we kidding?
Maybe they brew it different for them Illinois idiots. But yeah, they can't because we're tasting it right now. So
yeah, it tastes.
Sorry, guys. I digress, man. Yeah, both bottles taste the exact same. There's no skunkiness to yours. There's no off flavors. No,
I know it's all the same stuff.
They are identical, and they're both de-fucking-licious.
Yes, delicious. Delicious.
Maudit. We actually have one more bottle of Maudit we need to open. So
oh, we do.
Let's split that right now, huh?
Where's the opener?
The opener is right in front of the sick puppy.
The official IKEA
bottle opener. We're not as cool as the beer report. We don't have a friggin' spatula with a bottle opener on the end of it.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Dude, I've been looking for those ever since I've seen that on their vidcast. I can't find one.
Here we go.
That thing does rock, guys. You had the foil in that?
There's foil on it. I hate foil.
They could probably charge about $1 less a bottle to get rid of that goddamn foil.
Yeah, but you know...
Whatever.
You know, the guy that runs IKEA and shit makes up Swedish words because people think, hey, well, hey, it's Swedish. We got to buy this stuff.
IKEA is a fucking joke. But you know what? In their defense, let's end this now. Don't rag on the beer report anymore for the Maudite.
TheBeerReport.com.
Don't confront them on the confrontation board.
Because you're screwed.
Just let it go. We've pretty much validated that their tastes were off that night. Because we're metal.
Well, something was off that night.
But yeah, sorry guys. Again, it's the same fucking beer. Unibrew 15. I haven't had this since 11. I don't know what the hell happened to 12, 13, and 14. I guess they never did it. I don't know why, but if we find that out, we'll let you guys know.
Because Chud won't drink this.
Who?
Chud. He won't drink this.
Why?
It's even too young for him.
Wow.
Because of the fact that it's not married. Well, maybe in Texas.
Hey, dude.
Goddamn, I'm drunk.
Yeah, Spoon's finally fucked up, and you can actually hear it on the podcast. Usually he's pretty mellow.
Usually you don't hear it, but...
I'm pretty proud, because I'm not slurring yet, and Spoon is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I went to a fucking beer tasting before.
Shut up. Yeah, like two beers. I'm
like, I had four. Don't let him lie to you.
Again, he's stalling. All right, we'll be right back while I go to the fridge.
I want to be sedated.
The Ramones, nice. We'll be right back while I get the Unibrow 15, man. Yeah.
All right, yeah, we're going to take a piss break. And
again, sorry, Beer Report. Maudite was good.
Yeah, you guys fucked up.
I don't know what the hell. Maybe it was the trip over to PA that made it better. I'll give you that. Maybe you can use that for an excuse. I don't know.
Or it's the fact that Groucho and Chud have sand in their vaginas. It could be one of those. Yes, that's right.
No, but they tried it again and liked it, so I don't know what the fuck is up with this
because
batch.
They don't want to be fucking blasted by the rest of us.
Maybe it got better from the trip to Illinois to PA.
No.
I'll give you that, you assholes. Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Fuck you.
It's all about the love, man. So I don't want to bash you jackasses. But no, it's fun to do, so I will.
I'll bash him. Chud, fuck you. Groucho, go fuck yourself.
You rag on Chud enough on the fucking forums.
I know. Beerreport.com.
So this is just going to put a fucking, another stab wound in the...
Because you know what? Eventually, all of us are going to get together, and we're all going to drink.
Fuck yeah.
And... You know what?
A Beer Report extravaganza.
And we're all going to do barbecue together, and I'm going to be jonesing it.
So fucking drunk.
I am. I'm fucking loaded. So you know what? We're going to fucking pause it right here so you guys...
Yeah, I'm getting the beer I've been looking forward to for the last 2 hours.
Goonie brew. And we're back.
Back with the Unibrew 15. I've been looking forward to trying this one this entire podcast, so we're both drunk. Late. Well, wait, let me rephrase that. It's Father late. Spoon is shit-faced, and for once, he's way more fucked up than Sick Puppy.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, geez, shut up.
I don't know if I...
He's drunk.
Yeah, all right.
Just admit it, dude. You're tanked.
Oh, hell. my life is over as I knew it. You know why? It's because I have this
hair. Hey, Mama Good, he's going to have a hangover in the morning.
I won't have a hangover.
I got a whole jar of Pedialyte. We're good.
Well, plus, we still have my whole story to go on to about Stockholm coming up.
Oh, hey! Yeah.
We do have that coming up this evening.
Father Spoon was in Sweden.
Sweden.
But while he's talking about that, I'm going to open this Unibrow 15 because I don't give a fuck what he's saying. I've been wanting to try this for a long time.
Where's your camera phone? I have to get a picture so we can document the history on this one. So what I will talk about is the fact that we'll talk about this before we crack this open is the past week I've been in Stockholm, Sweden, and I do have to say that it did kick much ass. The beer over in Stockholm was pretty shitty for the most part. That's the best way to describe it.
What the fuck good beers you can get out of Sweden? I don't think.
Honestly, there wasn't...
You know what? I was surprised that Big Foamy Head, they came out of Poland with good beers, which I never expected. So, hey, Sweden might have some good shit. I don't know.
Well, no, it's really... Sweden didn't have too many good beers because a lot of the beers that we had, they weren't out of the tap. They were out of bottles.
Right, but that one that I said, that I talked to you about when you got back, it... To me, it looked crappy, and you were like, oh, yeah, it was bad. Was that green bottle? What the hell was that?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of bottles that were actually green bottles.
What was that first one you had? Dude, it looked bad, and you said it was bad.
Oh, the Norlands Gund.
Yeah, that's the one. That's it.
That was really bad.
It even looked bad.
That was really bad beer. Yeah. Basically, the only beers that I brought that I could explain.
You didn't bring shit back, but Jägermeister.
I brought Jägermeister back because it was the actual German Jägermeister, which has the deer's
which
blood.
Which may be in a future SIDT podcast.
Deer's blood, and it has opiates.
And the idiot didn't bring it with him tonight.
No, because I have it sitting back at my house right now.
Well, you got two bottles of it, dude. Step it up.
Well, it's two bottles. When I came back, they told me you could only bring back a liter of liquor. So when I purchased the Jägermeister... It had 2 half-liters of Jaeger. I'm like, oh, well, this is perfect. Because there's no way in hell I was going to bring back some of that.
Notice he has two and didn't share one with Sick Puppy at all.
Not yet.
But you know what? In his defense, he knows I hate Jaeger. So, whatever.
Well, the whole reason behind it was...
I'm an alcoholic and I hate Jaeger.
It was either I bring back 2 half-liters of the Jägermeister or I bring back some of that fucking absolute shit. Which I hate absolutely.
Absolutely.
I hate that shit. So the beers I had over there were the New Orleans Gund.
Which you said was bad, right?
It was extremely bad. Green bottles. It was scum. And then the other two I had.
You said were good, right?
Well, the one was decent. Was the Sedrum's Melon. I can't pronounce these words.
Just fake it.
All right. Well, the first one was S-P-E-N-D, are you up? Yeah.
Are you ups? Are you ups?
Melindol.
I told you Spoon was drunk.
And then it was this Sendrups Premium Lager, which that on tap. Now, a lot of their beers over in Sweden, they were really good on tap, but they weren't good coming out of the bottle because they were on bottles. A lot of them were skunked. But this one place that I went to, which... you guys will hear the excerpts of the bar. The bar.
Yeah, that'll be probably in the forums.
It'll be in the forums. SIDT forums. It'll be somewhere.
Yeah.
I went to this one bar.
I saw the video. This is great.
Yeah.
That dude rocks. He's my new best friend from Sweden. I don't even know the dude.
The guy's name is Dan. Of all names, the guy's name was Dan. So I go to this bar, and, you know, we walked past it. We're like, all right, whatever. And the area that I actually had dinner in was the area where there was this mass genocide.
Yeah. When Spoon told me this, that's what piqued my interest because now I'm a sick fuck.
So here's what happened, is there's this mass genocide in this...
Dude, you were in the square of this mass genocide. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
There was a square. There was this mass genocide in, like, the 1500s. And the king at the time, I think it was Charles or whatever the hell his name was. Yeah,
just get to the genocide part.
Basically, he took all the people that were against him and chopped off all their heads.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little decapitation.
Yeah, he decapitated everybody. But we didn't know this when we were over there.
That's my boy.
So I go there. I have dinner. You know, everything's a good time. I start walking down this alleyway. And
What was the name of that bar?
Hell if I know.
He doesn't remember.
It was in Swedish.
But it was an old, like, wine cellar, wasn't it?
Well, I'm walking down the street, and I see this big black door. And it has the word, the bar. With an arrow pointing down to the cellar. I saw the
picture. It looks cool
as
hell. So
I'm looking at it going, oh, I have to try this place.
Yeah.
It has to be a cool place. It has to be a Swedish bar. So we go down there with the guy that I'm traveling with. And we go down there, and everything's cool. And we end up talking Steelers football. We end up talking hockey.
For Sweden, that's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah. We end up talking all this shit. And the guy's like, oh, you're from America. Well, let me tell you about this bar. It was the first day it was open.
That rocks, dude. I was so jealous when you told me this.
The guy's like, yeah, it's the first day it was open. You guys are the ones
who opened it. They opened it and closed it.
Yeah, we ended up closing the bar.
That rocks.
And the beer that they had on tap was that Spendrups Premium Lager. And at first I'm like, I had this on my cruise while I was here.
Yeah.
It was okay. But out of the tap, it was phenomenal. Really? Oh, it was awesome beer. So I ended up drinking that all night, and I hang out, drinking with the bartender. Everything was cool.
I would have been making Swedish chef jokes by now, so I'd probably get my ass kicked.
Well, I want to, but no one... no one knew what the fuck I was talking about. So I'm hanging out at this bar in Old Town, which is Gunshan.
Decapitation Town.
Yeah, from what I'm finding out.
Decapitation Square.
Gamistan is the area.
Yeah.
So I'm hanging out with this bartender, and the bars there are basically open till about midnight or so. So I'm sitting there, and basically we close the bar. Me and the guy was traveling, we close the bar. Everything's cool. And he goes like, hey, man, you got to have some of this. And he gives us shots of Sambuca. But the guy, Dan, that owns... Now, this is the name of the bar, is The Bar.
Yeah.
That's the name of it. Because they were only open for one day. He had no name.
It sounds like a kick-ass bar, dude. That rocks.
Yeah, so we go in there, and we find out that the bar itself is actually a place that's a wine cellar for a restaurant that's been around from the 1500s.
It looked like a really small place.
Oh, it's extremely small. You could fit like maybe 10 people at max.
That rocks. That's a kick-ass
bar. So we're hanging out in there. So we have beers. We talk with this guy. He's all cool. Everything's good like that. You'll see pictures on shouldidrinkthat.com.
Yeah.
And, I give him my business card. I tell him everything that we're doing.
He's pimping SIDT in Sweden, which kicks ass.
And then I tell him
we're global.
And then I tell him about the podcast.
Nice.
And he's all cool about it. So what you're about to hear is the recording of Dan from Zibar. From
the Sweden.
From Sweden. From Stockholm, Sweden. And here you go. Here's the recording from the bar.
Hello, this is Dan from Stockholm in Old Town. And I'm the bar man here in this country, where you should go. And should I drink that? .com.
So yes, that's Dan from the bar hanging out with us. And he's digging us. Promoted us a lot and gave him some business cards. And he was digging us. So
Father Spoon Pimpin' from Sweden, man. That rocks.
The guy was digging us. He liked the whole thing. There was a couple guys from America. Gave him our business cards.
Nice.
Told him what we were doing. And they're like, oh, hey, this is cool. You guys have a podcast, whatever.
SIDT from Sweden.
So, yeah, that was pretty much the whole trip to Sweden.
Cool, man.
Spent like 3 or 4 days there, and mostly on business, and came back.
That sounds like a chaos trip, dude. Yeah.
Oh, it was phenomenal. Sweden, if you ever get the chance to go to Stockholm, Sweden, it is beautiful.
Notice Father Spoon tried to say the word phenomenal and really fucked it up.
Beautiful place.
All right. Sweden rock.
Let's do this.
I've been looking forward to this for the last 2 hours, dude. We got to do this.
So what do we have here?
Unibrew 15. I've had the Unibrew 10 and 11.
Okay.
And there seems to be a gap somewhere between 11 and 15. Not sure why. But we got the Unibrew 15, and we're drinking it. And I am so looking forward to trying this. This is right up there with me trying the Vertical Epic.
This is about about 10%. You should drink this out of either a tapest, a tulip, or a tomato glass.
Or just drink it.
Look, we're going to.
So now we start the Unibrew interview 15.
Which has a cork
tasting.
On it. So, sick puppy, please. Pop.
I am so cork. Looking forward to trying this, dude.
Ooh.
You hear that, you bitches? That's Ooh. Good beer.
Look at that.
I haven't even tried it yet, but the Unibrew 10 and 11 is my favorite. One of my favorites. So here comes the 15.
Film coming out of that.
Oh, man. It looks so nice goddamn good.
Oh.
Holy Share the love. Shit. I may not pour spoon any of this. This may be mine.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I guess for review's sake, I'll have to give him half. Bastard. So here's your spoon. Let's give this a shot. This better not suck, dude, because I've been looking forward to this
Cheers.
For a long time. Cheers. Oh, this smells good. Does it taste good?
Oh.
Huh? What do you think?
Oh. Oh, dear God.
Spoon's tried it, and I haven't yet, so let me give this a shot. Oh, dear God, that's good. Oh. It's got a fruity taste to it. But there's no, like, bitter, strong aftertaste. It's smooth the whole way out. Got a little nice head to it. Nice, I would say... Dark amber color.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, wow. It's
wow.
It's fucking delicious. I'll give it that. You know,
there's like a.
I'm not gonna pimp it as far as it has this ember and that ember.
It's definitely got like
it's
a
fucking good
spicy yeast. Ooh, I'm learning.
It's got a small spice.
The
aftertaste to it.
Yeah, the banana.
I got no banana in this.
The banana is actually spicy yeast.
Spoon's been doing his research. Unibrew 15 is above and beyond what I expected. I knew this was, at least I hope this is going to be a kick-ass beer.
It's a little orange to it.
Yeah. A little orange peel flavor
Which
to
I'm,
it.
Which I'm noticing, like I said before, with a lot of these.
Dude, this is so good.
Mm.
I'm not disappointed in the Unibrew 15, man. 15th anniversary, but 10% alcohol.
You know,
bomber bottle.
I haven't been depressed at all. With
depressed?
Depressed. I'm saying I haven't been depressed
That's
at all.
That's a strong word there, Spoon.
With any of the Unibrews or Unibrews.
Unibrews. Well, I was with the Chamblee. I mean, that was a boring beer. It was a good beer, but it wasn't, you know... Nothing screamed out at me at the Chamblee, the white. But yeah, the 15 kicks ass, dude. If you guys get a chance to buy this stuff, I know it's in limited quantities. I know the 10 and 11, I think they only had like 6,000 cases shipped to the U.S. I have no idea what they're shipping with the 15 because their website isn't even updated with the 15, so I have no idea. But... I'll be damned, this ain't a phenomenal beer. You like it, Spoon?
Yo, I love it.
Yeah, this is great. It's good shit, man. So out of all the Unibrew or Unibrew that we've tried tonight, I think this is the best.
Oh, yeah.
I've liked it all. I mean, you know, the Modit was a, you know, that was a personal thing. I've had it 100 times. And, you know, the Groucho and Chud bottle. I'm sorry, guys. Again, it was still a Modit.
Yeah. This,
but God damn it. Good. If you guys cannot get Unibrew 15, email us, post it in the forums. We'll see what we can do. I got to share this love. This is great beer.
If you do have any beers that you would like to share, please send it to
Actually, dude, while we're on that subject, if any of you ass clowns want to share the Three Floyds, give us a shout because we can't get that here. It's been pimped on a lot of other beer casts, and we just can't get it. So if you're willing, send it over.
Send it to sickpuppy@shouldidrinkthat.com.
Yeah, we'll hook up from there. And if you can't get the Unibrew 15, we'll trade, man. Jesus, dude, this is so good. I bought 4 bottles of this today. We're doing one of them.
I can see why you bought it.
Yeah, I think fucking tomorrow the other 3 will be gone.
Holy shit. This is good beer.
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap up this podcast with the Unibrew 15.
Sounds good to me.
Because, dude, this is the be-all, end-all of the Unibrew review. Unibrew review. This is phenomenal beer, Spin.
And Sick Puppy is going to have one hell of a time editing all this shit.
Yeah, we got a lot of shit to go through.
Because for the first time, Father Spoon is shit-faced. Yes, I am shit-faced. And Sick Puppy is more sober than me.
Note to everyone, finally, on a podcast, you realize how fucking drunk Father Spoon gets.
Oh.
He's been hiding it well for a long time.
Yeah, because usually you're the first one to go before me. And right now,
I'm
feeling pretty good.
I talk funny a lot sooner than Father Spoon does. But, you know, he's fucked up.
Yeah, I could go for a... ham sandwich right about now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So we're going to finish this Unibrew 15 on our own.
Unibrew.
And we're going to end this fucking podcast because there's a lot of shit I got to edit, dude.
Yeah, and I got a crush on his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's seriously fucking tanked.
I'm fucking loaded.
This has been Sick Puppy.
And Father Spoon.
Signing off on another SIDT beer podcast for Unibrew. Hope you enjoyed it, guys. We're signing off, man. Don't forget, even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Have a good evening, guys.
We out.
We're out of here. All right. Hey, do we have anything else, sirs?
Dude. You're way too fucked up, dude. The podcast is over, dude. We're done.
Let me see what's down in the basement. All right.
We're done, dude.
Hey, wait, hold on. Let me go over here to the door. Why is it dark? What the fuck? All right. Hold on. Hey, Sick Puppy. It's no light.
Yeah, what?
I thought I was supposed to get more beer.
Well, Father Spoon's locked in my SIDT basement. It's time to go. I'm just going to leave his ass down there. And I'm going to bed because Sick Puppy has to be at work in the morning.
Are you going to let me in? Hello? What the fuck's going on? Dude, there's no beer. This sucks. God damn it. What the hell am I supposed to do now? I have to go back up the steps. Hold on.
What, Spoon?
You can let me in?
What the hell's going on?
Dude, no, I'm locking you in the SIDT beer cellar, dude. You're shit-faced, man. The beer podcast is over. Let it go.
I don't give it a fucking pillow. What the hell's going on? What the hell am I going to do? It's fucking cold down here. Oh, this sucks. Shit. I don't have any more beer. What the hell am I going to do? Shit. He took most of the... what did I hate in the Chamblee? Shit, what the fuck am I gonna do?
There's nothing left down there, Spoon. The cellar's empty. Go to fucking bed, man. We're done. That's it.
This can't be it. It can't be over. There's more beer to drink. Dude, come on. What the fuck? Oh, man. This is so depressing. What the hell am I gonna do?
Good night, Spoon.
Can I get a Playboy? Something? Something to read? Can I get a light? Can I motherfucking get down here and get a motherfucking light? Oh, hey. Hey, I think I know you. Looking familiar. Do I know you? You're a skeleton. Holy shit. Am I screwed? What the hell am I gonna do? Excuse me, sick puppy?
Yeah, dude. Just go, what do you want? Go to bed, man.
Sucks. Do you have an internet connection? Something? Anything?
You're in the SIDT beer cellar, dude. Go the fuck to bed. It's over. This is it.
So there's no dead hookers? Come on, give me something. Give me something to work with. What the Oh, god damn it. I hate this place. What the fuck did I ever come here? What did I ever do to you? God damn it. Well, the plus side is, I still get to sit here and think about all the wonderful people posting, and all that shit to all the beer podcast websites. You know, we got Good Beer Show, Big Foamy Head, Dude Night, Beer Report. None of those bastards know I'm here. What the fuck am I gonna do? Hey, wait. Look. I can play Sudoku on the wall. I can use the bones left over from the guy that's here before me. Wait. His wallet is still there. Harry Hutchinson, born in... What the fuck? I don't understand. What the... Oh, I'm lost. What am I going to do?
Dude, just go to bed. Just don't trip over the dead bodies, man.
Hey, that's a good point. Hey, sick puppy? Are you listening?
Dude, yeah. Go to bed, dude.
So, can I get a beer?
I told you, dude. We're out of fucking beer. We're done, man. That's it. Go the fuck to bed, dude. All right, well, Father Spoon's beating on the damn door. I'm going to let him rot down there. And dude, this is the end of the podcast. We're done. he's had way too much Una Brew. And, you know... This is the end of the podcast, so I'm out, man.
Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. Nobody knows my sorrow.
Spoon, shut the fuck up and go to sleep. We're out, man. Done. That's it.